95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome everyone. She's not lying. I am the mayor of Prescott Valley. I'm Kel Palguda, and today we have a packed house on what we're going to be talking about. We got some folks here from Yavapai College. We have some great people from the town of Prescott Valley, Parks and Rec. And then I'm going to be touching on some things about what's happening in town or in Prescott Valley, exciting upcoming things ranging from, we'll talk a little bit about the Circle K at Navajo and 69, to the police chief, to how you can really get involved with the town. So it's going to be super exciting. So I just hope you just stick around. And after this break, we'll dive right into it. So we're going to take this short break right now, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
From maintenance to remodeling, even in addition to your home, managing those projects digitally makes it easier with less clutter, including finding the right contractor, too. Cooler weather means a robust vegetable garden, fixing gates and fences, maintaining proper balance, and a staycation to Patagonia. A whole lot happening at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQ&A.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned before we took the break, we got a couple ladies here from Yavapai College, and we're going to be talking about what's coming up basically next month, and it's super exciting, so I'll let them introduce themselves. Go ahead, Cammie.
Yeah, I'm Cammie Kobolewski, and I am the new position at Yavapai College, the Director of Alumni Relations.
Right on. Catherine?
And I am Catherine Anderson. I am the Program Specialist with the Regional Economic Development and Small Business Development Center.
Wow, that's quite the mouthful there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Catherine wears a lot of hats.
So yes. Let's just dive right into it. Let's the big thing, let's talk about homecoming.
Yeah, so Yavapai College has never had a homecoming, and a lot of people associate homecomings with what?
High school.
Football.
High school and football, right?
Sure.
So we don't have either. I mean, we're not a high school. We're not a Big Ten school, so we don't have a football team. But we do have a lot of fun activities, and we do have some athletics peppered throughout the weekend. So Catherine and I will just kind of jump in, and if you want, we'll just kind of talk you through day by day and let you know what's up.
No, absolutely. It's interesting that Yavapai College has been around for so long, but yet never had a homecoming. So
yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And the homecoming is going to be open for alumni.
Alumni and the community. We want to just be open to everybody, and we want to connect and let people know what's going on at Yavapai College. I mean, I know last year we had our big 50th anniversary, so we've been around for 50-plus years now. We're fortunate in that our Yavapai College Foundation invested in my role. It's actually a new role to a lot of community colleges because there is a difference between a four-year. A lot of people have an affinity for their four-year.
Right.
But there's so many people in the Yavapai County that really love what their experience was like at YC. Maybe they came in and got a certificate or a degree, and then they went on into their career. Sometimes they come back and then take another class. We have legacy families with people who have been, multi-generations of family members that have attended YC in one way or another. So I'm here to help pull people back into the mix and let them know what's going on now.
When I first moved here in 1996, I went to Yavapai College.
And, you did?
I ended up ultimately with an associate's degree before I went up to NAU, got my bachelor's, and then I ended up getting a master's from New Mexico State. But Yavapai College is...
So you're an alum.
Yeah, I truly am.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I tell people when I was in high school, I was an awful student. And the reason I'm telling you I'm an awful student is because I had my school counselor sat me down one day and said, Kel, you are an awful student.
Oh, my God.
So now that I think about it, I think that he wasn't a very good counselor.
No. You're like, look at me now.
Yeah. So that's how it started. If it wasn't for Yavapai College giving me that basic foundation, I certainly wouldn't have gone on to get my master's.
Well, and everyone's path is different, right? Some people aren't ready at 18 to decide, what they want to do with the next 4 years, much less the rest of their life. So they can at least come in, get some of their gen eds out of the way, or get a certificate and move into a trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have so many amazing different programs.
It's exciting.
That's good to know you're an alum. Now I can put you on my alumni email list.
I also teach it. I'm also adjunct instructor at Yavapai College.
What are you teaching?
So this semester I'm teaching police function.
That makes sense.
Second half, I think it starts October 14th or something like that is my class.
Very cool.
So that's exciting as well.
Are you teaching that through the NARDA program?
No, it's strictly on Tuesday nights, it's an eight-week class. And I've been teaching for probably 12 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, hey, enough about me. Let's hear about homecoming. I mean, we talk all
day
about me.
Let's talk more about
me.
Right? No. So homecoming is going to start on Thursday, October 17th. And we're going to kick things off at our Verde Valley campus at the beautiful Southwest Wine Center. Have you ever been?
I have not. I've heard nothing but great things about this place.
You have to try
it's incredible.
The wine.
It's just truly, Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, now they claim to be the
exploding heart
of the wine country or wine of Arizona.
I don't want to say it's the new Napa, but... It might be.
But it might be, yeah.
It might be. We're going to kick things off there. Come on out. It's going to be a family-friendly event, so even if you're not going to partake in some of the wine, you can attend and join us in the mix from 4:30 to 6:30. $20 is what we're asking. If you are sampling the wines, you'll get 3 samples of the wines. You'll get a souvenir stemless glass, and we will have some opportunity prizes at the door with some giveaways that were donated by some of our Verde Valley wineries.
Right on. And it's in Cottonwood? Is that where it's at?
It's on the border of Cottonwood and Clarkdale. So the address is technically a Clarkdale address, but it sits right there on the border.
All right, but someone can just Google it.
Yeah, for sure.
Be able to get there.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
It's very easy to find.
And
awesome.
Everything that we're going to talk about, you can also find all of the information on our website at yc.edu/homecoming. It has this breakdown of events. It has the links to purchase any tickets to the ticketed events, and the address is where everything is located.
Awesome. Yep. And then that's Thursday in the
Verde. That's Thursday in the Verde. And then on Friday, that's our big day on the Prescott campus. We're going to kick things off with a spirit parade. Some people have wondered what a spirit parade is. Our clubs and orgs are going to decorate golf carts.
Okay.
And it's going to be a bit of a competition between them. They're going to kind of do this parade through campus, get everything going at 3:30, lead into our block party. So in the parking lot in front of our YC PAC, the Performing Arts Center. Have you been over there?
I've been there numerous times.
Huge big parking lot right in front of there.
Sure.
So we're going to have a stage set up. Sugar and the Mint is going to perform at the block party. I know I haven't seen them live. Everybody raves about them. I cannot wait.
We all keep telling her she's going to enjoy the music.
Yeah. Our committee chose a really great band, so I'm excited to have them participate. So the block party will have food trucks.
That's exciting.
Internal vendors, meaning a lot of our different groups will be having tables with information. So if people from the community come and they're not familiar with some of the programming we have at YC, there'll be information for them. We have some external business vendors. I'm actually trying to grow an alumni business-owned directory.
Sure.
So alumni-owned business directory. So we have a couple of those alums. So that's still growing and percolating, and that will live on our website. But we want to really enhance, and in years to come at our block party, we want to invite all of our alumni-owned businesses.
Gotcha.
Bounce houses, the band. We're actually going to have fire dancers, too. So we have an adjunct instructor. Her and her husband do fire dancing. And she was like, can we participate? We were like, sure, of course we want to have fire dancers.
Like, who doesn't want to have fire dancers?
It adds an exciting little dangerous element. Not too dangerous, but like just the right amount of danger, right?
And all ages?
All ages,
So I have a 10-year-old son, 4-year-old twins.
Yep.
So I can bring my wife,
your wife,
kids, everyone.
Your kids, everybody can come.
They'll love the bounce houses.
Yeah.
Your
great.
Kids will go have a blast.
I think we're
going to
have 5 bounce houses. One's like a inflatable riding bull.
Okay.
And then,
okay, well, that's for Cal.
We have these styrofoam Rough Rider hats. We're going to have to get you one of those and then get a picture of you on the bull.
Wow, that sounds...
Can we put you down for that?
Sounds interesting.
Can we mark you down for that? Let us know what time you'll be there.
So riding the bull, I have a funny story about my wife and the first time we went downtown Phoenix in a riding bull, but that's for another show.
I think I know where you're talking about, in Scottsdale.
So here we go. Friday, October 18th, that's going to be at the Yavapai College campus in Prescott.
And those events are free.
Yep.
The only thing that will cost you Friday night is if you decide to go eat some food and beverage.
Yep.
Sure, yeah. So if you're going to go to the...
The food trucks
or something.
Otherwise,
like that,
the inflatables, the block party, all of that
band,
is free.
Usually you have to pay to get into a festival or something to hear Sugar in the Mint. So that's amazing that it's going to be a free opportunity to listen to them, into some
great
tunes. Yeah, and then it's going to end with the volleyball game at 7 p.m. at the Walraven Gym on our campus.
Okay, so the volleyball game starts at 7?
Starts at 7, yep.
All right, great.
So all the festivities happen before that, and then at 7 o'clock is the volleyball game.
Awesome. So from 3:30 to 7, you have a Pike College campus. Just pull onto the campus. You're not going to be able to miss it. So.
Yep. Won't be able to miss it. There'll be lots of balloons, signage, inflatables. Yeah.
Great.
It'll be pretty obvious. Yeah.
And if you're a business listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
And you would like to get in and be involved with this, there is still room to sign up and feature your business at the block party.
Yeah. So you can email alumni@yc.edu if you'd like to be a vendor in our block party area.
We'll move on to October 19th. My wife just texted me and said, hey, stop talking about me on the radio. So, with that being said, we're going to, I think if we did a vote here, we can probably get to that story a little bit later. But, so here we go on Saturday, October 19th, the next day. The fun doesn't end on Friday night.
No.
So. Go on to Saturday.
We're carrying right on into Saturday. It's just going to be a weekend-long event. A fun run. So the fun run supports our college honors programs. They had the first one last year. You were at the one last year, right, Catherine?
I was there. I didn't participate, but I was there.
Oh!
Link's in the house, and she said she was there.
I run the marathons.
Yes.
Nicely
well,
done, Link.
You can walk, and this is a pet-friendly event as well. Okay. So it's on our trail on our campus, which we are not 100% sure, but we think it's about 1.3 miles.
Correct.
So it's a really lovely stroll through the back of the campus, pet-friendly. So that kicks off at 8:30. And you can also, again, on the website, go online and sign up for that. And then after that, if you want to cool down and take things to the athletic level, there's a Hall of Fame brunch for athletics. So if you're an alum that was involved with athletics and you want to see some of our inductees, we're having a Hall of Fame brunch. That's going to actually be at the Hotel St. Michael at 11.
It would be great if you could get Kurt Schilling back up here, right?
So there's been conversations about trying to get him up for that.
That would be pretty impressive.
It would be
impressive.
Sweet. Yes.
It would be super awesome. Our athletic director is working on conversations trying to get him up here.
I mean, how great would that be?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I mean, granted, he's a Hall of Famer, but you know what? It has nothing on homecoming at Yavapai
exactly.
College.
Are you playing? It's okay. Get here. So, yeah. And then in the afternoon that day on Saturday, there's going to be a new addition to the event is at 2:30 at the YC Pack. There's going to be they're calling it a parade, but it's costumes for Phantom of the Opera. So they're going to do like a preview of the costumes. That's going to happen at 2:30 in the YC Pack in the main stage area. And then across town at the Ken Lindley Field at 3:00 is a Rough Rider soccer game.
Gotcha.
So I'm pretty sure the people who are going to the costume thing are probably not the same people that are going to be interested in going to the soccer game. So two different audiences, two different events. We're here to please.
No, that's awesome. And for those of you that don't know, Yavapai College plays their soccer at Ken Lindley Field in Prescott.
Yep.
But also splits the season in Prescott Valley at Mountain Valley Park.
Yes.
And I mean, every athlete I've ever talked to that's ever played at Mountain Valley Park says it's the best field conditions that they ever play in throughout their season. So that's a pretty impressive. And we've also held the junior college championships, and we're going to be holding the junior college championships next season as well in Prescott Valley. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
A little tidbit of information
for
you.
Very cool.
So let's recap. We have a Thursday, October 17th. We got about 1 minute left.
Yeah.
So.
One final thing on Saturday night is the show at the YC Pack. That's wrapping up all of the events at 7:30 p.m. It's comedian Louis Anderson. So people might remember Louis.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And if anyone wants to just kind of check on things, if you're on Facebook, hit facebook.com, / Yavapai College Alumni.
Yep.
And then you're also on Instagram.
Yep.
/ Yavapai College.
Yep.
All one word. And then LinkedIn. Is /schools/ Yavapai-college.
Yes. And all of the information on homecoming can be found again at yc.edu/homecoming. And there's links to tickets and the event rundown, breakdown, and all that good stuff.
Awesome. It does sound exciting. And I'll definitely be out there. I'll bring the family. And
so we can count you in for the bull ride?
Yeah.
We'll make sure to save you a hat.
Yeah. We'll have the hat ready for you.
Perhaps. You have the hat warmed up. Maybe we can do that. You got to get Mayor Greg from Prescott, get him on board.
You guys could rival it out on the bull.
And see who can stay longer, right?
Ooh, the mayor rivalry.
Yeah,
no,
that'd
be good.
That'd be fun.
Let's plan that
work
event.
That down,
reach out
right?
To his office, yeah.
So we'll see what we can do on that. But we're going to be finishing up here. Any last couple seconds?
Job fair stuff?
Oh, I'd like to just remind everybody next week, September 25th, from 3:30 to 6 p.m., we have the Prescott Valley Job Fair at Findlay Toyota Center. And if you want any information on that, you can visit the website yc.edu/jobfair.
Awesome, ladies. Thanks for coming in. We're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Now in the studio, we have some Town of Prescott Valley employees. We're going to be talking about some awesome stuff with Parks and Rec. But before we get to that, I don't know if any of you have been following me on Facebook at Mayor Kel Palguda, but we've been talking about, or at least I put up a poll yesterday in regards to the new Circle K at Navajo and 69 and what we're going to do or what they're going to do with the new sign or the old sign of the PV Motel. So it's kind of important that you get on there, vote, put in your comments, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. So again, it's at Mayor Kel Palguda. But we'll get back to that in a little bit. But right now we have Hope Hooper here along with Isabel, the new Isabel, who's never been here before. So if you guys just want to just introduce yourself real quick and we can dive right into what we have.
Yeah, so I'm Hope. I just took a position as recreation supervisor, so I got a little bit of a promotion recently. And we hired Isabella. She started September 3rd, so I'll let her talk about herself. But yes. She actually took my old position as arts and culture coordinator. So,
yes.
Ooh,
so
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm the new Hope.
Okay. The new Hope, is that how you introduce yourself?
New and improved. Hey, that's my official title.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
So I'm the new arts and culture coordinator here, taking over Hope Hooper's position. So I'm super excited to be working with the town, kind of broaden our arts and cultural related activities and events.
That's so cool. Where do you come from?
I moved here in fifth grade, so okay. I consider myself
I like it.
A local.
Yeah, no, that's
yeah.
good. So that's, well, that's exciting, and hopefully you kind of make it your own and do your little groove of things, and that's good. So let's just dive into, we got some exciting events coming up.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about first?
Well, we'll talk about the first one coming up this Friday, September 20th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We have a free concert at the Civic Center's Theater on the Green. That's the stage we have out there. And the band that's playing is Thunder and Lightning. They're awesome. They're a bluegrass band, roots, Americana. They're an amazing band. They've played a lot of places, Sedona, Prescott, all of northern
right
Arizona, even into Phoenix and stuff. They're so talented, and they're such nice guys.
And that's going to be, for those of you that haven't been to it, it's a stage that we have right between the police department mm-hmm. and town hall.
Yes.
Can't miss it. You can park, plenty of parking, park in the library, park at the police station, walk in, bring a chair, bring a blanket, stand if you want.
Yep.
It's free. Just go at it. What time does it start?
It's going to start at 7, and they'll play till 8:30.
Nice.
We'll have a food truck there as well, so you can get some food while you're there. You can also bring your own snacks, so if you want to bring some snacks, you can do that. We always recommend that folks leave dogs at home for events like this, just
very
in case
smart.
The band gets too lively and your dog gets nervous or something. And then, two, it's an alcohol-free event because it's family-oriented, so keep that in mind. But the concerts are great. It's a wonderful way to bring your family out, enjoy our beautiful almost fall weather and enjoy the grass at the Civic Center. Again, you know, grab your chair, grab your picnic blanket. We do have some places where you can kind of sit off to the side, but if you want to sit front and center and have a nice seat for yourself, definitely grab your lawn chair for yourself. So the Civic Center will be open, so we'll have restrooms open as well.
On the first, do we know who the food truck is?
Actually, I have to call somebody tomorrow because our current food truck had to back out because it's our concessionaire at the park, and they realized that they are going to be way too busy this Saturday with events we have at the park. So good. And we have lots of backup trucks. There's so many good food trucks in this area.
There absolutely are.
Yeah, and actually, the gentleman I'm going to be calling first had called the week before and said, hey, do you need anyone else? And I said, well, not right now, but if that changes, I'll let you know. So we already have someone hopefully lined up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be this Friday, Thunder and Lightning, Theater on the Green, 7 p.m.
Yep.
Awesome.
Be there.
What else we got?
We also have this Friday, the 20th, so same day, is going to be our last day for pre-registration for Run for the Hill of It. If you haven't heard of Run for the Hill of It, it's a fun run, hike or walk up Glassford Hills Summit Trail.
And I just want to stop you right there because I don't think fun and run in the same sentence.
I agree wholeheartedly.
But apparently there are people that think that fun and run go together.
There are quite a few people who think that they're just very fun activity.
Just sickos,
you
right?
Know, it's a mental disease. I guess you get fit from it, but at what cost?
Exactly. Anyway, for those that think it's fun.
Yes. Or, to be fair, I do hike up that hill once in a while, and it's a really good hike, especially this run is going to be on October 5th, so nice weather. It'll be in the morning when we start, so it'll be nice and cool. Right. You can get up the hill without sweating, you know, your entire body weight off by the time you come back down. And folks who register by the end of day on Friday will get a commemorative T-shirt and a medal, so that's
nice.
Pretty cool. And if we have any left over after that, we'll still be giving them out to anybody that signs up, because you can still sign up till the day of the race.
Okay.
So you can come the day of the race and sign up with us there. We'll have that available. Keep in mind, though, right now for adults, so that's 16 and over, it's $20, and then $15 for children who are 15 and under. That price will raise after this Friday, so it'll go up $10. So save yourself the $10 per person and register this week.
And how do they register?
You can register online, and if you go to the town's website, pvaz.net, go to the Parks and Recreation page, and there's a button that says Register Online. Just click that. It'll take you to our catalog. You can register there. You do have to have an account, but it's free and easy to make one.
Awesome.
And if you have any issues, just call Parks and Rec, 759-3090, and we can take care of it for you.
Can they come down to the office and register in person?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So, of course, you can just always come down to the Civic Center, just go over to the third floor,
yeah.
Head on in there. One of the lovely ladies will be able to take care of you and register you.
Yep, we can take care of you.
And then just so it's clear, you are going to be running or walking from the base of Glassford Hill to the top.
Yes.
So once you get to the top, though, I mean, the reward of not only accomplishing it is also amazing views.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Right, like the best selfies ever.
We'll be done. Phone. Just don't bring your dog, right?
Or don't bring your dog.
Don't bring your dog.
If you have little ones, don't bring your stroller, because with everybody that's going to be going up the hill for this event, it's going to be a lot. And also, the trail can get a little rocky. Now,
sure.
We are spending this whole month, our crew and Larry Tarkowski, blading and fixing up the trail so that it's ready for the run.
Yes, no, absolutely.
But still, we want to make sure that it's as safe as possible. So leave Fido at home, leave the stroller at home, get a babysitter, enjoy the run? I don't...
Again,
enjoy the views from
again,
the run?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if... Yeah, just Run for the Hill of It is going to be Saturday, October 5th. And just look it up online. And
yeah.
I guess it could be fun for some people. But,
And even if you don't want to do it, just come, get your T-shirt and your medal, pretend like you went all the way up, and then you'll be the first one back, and we'll think you were super fast.
Yeah, perfect. So we have a few more minutes before we take a break. Let's talk about other things that we got going on, like at the Event Center. Or not the Event Center, I'm sorry, but at the Civic Center that we just offer free as the town.
Yeah, so we have, at the Civic Center, we have a lot of classes. Now, some of them are paid, some of them are free. One of our free ones we just started is a class called the Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer. You can learn to play this awesome musical instrument. The instructor's name is Gary. He's so passionate about this instrument, and he's a wonderful person. The class takes place on Mondays from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock at night, so after work.
Okay.
And it's typically on the third floor. Once in a while, we'll have a meeting that'll make us move it to the fourth floor. But typically, he'll be on the third floor, free class. He's a great guy. Come in, learn an instrument. And if his class is popular enough, we're hoping to get to a point where he can start teaching some other classes where maybe you can build your own Appalachian
nice.
Mountain dulcimer. So he's willing to expand his offerings if we can keep him busy enough.
Sure, fair enough.
Yeah.
Before we get more involved, we're going to be taking a break soon, so we'll just talk a little bit about different events that we got going on for the Meet the like Mayor events, I call them. And one of the things I do is called Meet the Mayor, where basically I show up at a grocery store, certain day, certain time, I set up a table, we have a sign, and people just come by and just say hello, or they give me their opinion, or they just kind of yell at me sometimes. It's really whatever they want. And the next Meet the Mayor event will be September 27th at Fry's on Glassford Hill from 11 to 1. So it's good. It's just good to hear from the people. And the whole goal behind it was people are busy, and I don't expect them to go out of their way to find me and meet me at a Starbucks or come to town hall. So if I can go to where they're at shopping, everyone has to shop at some point, and they just take a few minutes, and they kind of seem to enjoy it. So,
smart.
Yeah, so that's what we got going on. So again, September 27th, Meet the Mayor at Fry's on Glassford Hill. So hopefully I can see you out there, and if you can't make it, message me a question or a comment, and I can either talk about it next time I'm on the radio, or I can just respond directly to you. So right now we're just going to take a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
This isn't bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
If life is a bowl of cherries, why not make them the biggest, sweetest cherries ever?
Waters Garden Center is super excited to introduce our new organic fruit and vegetable plant food.
This fertilizer has the bonus of added calcium that gives fruit trees and veggies an extra boost to produce healthy, abundant crops.
Feed your plants now to help them thrive and grow more fruits than ever. And just $27 for a 20-pound bag.
Safe, natural, organic fruit and vegetable plant food only at Waters Garden Center.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Another day, another Arizona wrong-way driver.
This one happened not in the dead of night, but Tuesday morning on a busy Interstate 10 in West Phoenix. DPS says a white vehicle is traveling westbound in the eastbound left shoulder before troopers managed to stop and arrest the wrong-way driver. DPS believes impairment is to blame. Troopers got him off the road before anyone got hit. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
The FBI is warning about what's called business email compromise schemes.
Well, you may not have heard about them. FBI Special Agent in Charge Paul Brown says
those schemes really are intended to hijack and divert wire transfers. And business email compromise results in the highest dollar loss of cyber crimes in Arizona.
So far in 2019, there have been 331 reported victims in the state, with losses totaling about $12 million. Last week, the U.S. Department of Justice announced 281 people had been arrested in Operation Rewired, targeting business email compromise schemes. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Mostly sunny and windy, a 10% chance for afternoon rain, a late night low around a mostly clear 56 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to a sunny, windy high near 80 tomorrow, up to 77 Thursday and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance for a brief spot storm today, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 61. Warming to a very breezy 90 tomorrow, 87 the next 2 days. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue right away on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're sticking on the topic of Parks and Rec and all the awesome things that we got going on. So, ladies, what else we have?
So I'd love to talk a bit about the art at the center that we have. So I'm not sure how many people know. I'm hoping a good amount of people know. We have a lot of beautiful sculptures around the library, the Civic Center, over towards the PD. So basically, I'm trying to come in and make sure that we have those beautifully maintained and, you know, that the town is loving the sculptures that we have, and we're maintaining them, respecting them, and getting as much use out of them as we possibly can, as many years as we possibly can out of these beautiful sculptures that we have. And we do have quite a few around the town as well. We've got one up at Viewpoint. Which other parks do we have?
Antelope Park has a sculpture, which was a donation. A lot of our permanent collection are donations. And then we also have four horse sculptures that were donated this year from Jean Galazan. Those are located along the Summit Trail. So when you run up the hill on October 5th, make sure you check those awesome horses out. And then at Bob Edwards Park, we have our
It's called, a little boy, right, playing soccer.
Yeah, it's called Over the Rainbow. And the artist that worked on that piece, Jeff Davenport, has done multiple pieces for us. She's a wonderful artist. She works closely with the Bronzesmith. And Isabella has a sculpture background as well.
Oh, nice.
So she's just taken to maintaining these sculptures right away. And
so, just making sure we're coming in and making sure they're maintained.
For years and years to come.
For years and years to come, yeah.
And you'll hear people, like, they might not know the names of them, but they know, hey, there's the woman holding the snake.
Yes.
Or there's the police officer protecting the boy with a kite. Or the little boy with
rainbow.
A dog.
Yeah.
You know, so they all know that. And if you're not familiar, just kind of just wander around the our civic complex, and you just can't help but.
And the other great thing that we do offer is a tour. You know, if you have kids that love art and they want to learn a little bit more, if you love art and you want to learn a little bit more, you know, you can take a tour from us or from our commissioners and get some really great information about all these sculptures at the center.
No, that's awesome. And a lot of people don't know that. So they'll just contact the office, 759-3090.
Exactly.
Right?
Or come on in.
Or come on in, maybe schedule it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you. I mean, you can always walk in the front door. We always have one of our lovely admins that's able to help you out. But they would schedule a tour for you to come back and be walked around the center.
Nice.
And they can tell you about, you know, we have steel sculptures, we have bronze sculptures, we have mixed media, sandstone. So really, really beautiful stuff. And there's a lot to learn, a lot to see.
And I think the goal is also to have a large statue on the southwest corner of Civic.
Yes.
And, or Skoog and Lakeshore Drive, correct?
Yes.
That's the goal, ultimately.
Yeah. We want a lot of art there. And the commissioners have mentioned there's been some rumblings about a large-scale sculpture in that location. So
awesome. Well, that's good.
We're positive that it will come to fruition.
Yeah, and we're always bringing in new art as
Great.
Well. Yeah, and then another opportunity to kind of experience some art around the center, actually at the library, is going to be Create-A-Tree later in the year. So I'm sure some people are definitely familiar with it. It's a really great program that we have around the holiday season. And basically what we offer is for individuals or businesses to come in and literally create a tree so they can be as creative as they want. We've had people put up ladders in the past with decorations all over them, all the way to a more traditional Christmas type tree.
Okay, so we're talking like what size? Are we talking like bonsai tree, like 6 inches, 8 inch?
So we're talking
tree,
anywhere from could fit in your hands all the way up to a standard size Christmas tree. So basically they're going to be displayed throughout the library, all throughout the floors of the library.
Okay.
Hopefully everyone's visited our library, but we have a really beautiful open air library. And so when you walk in, you're going to be able to see all of these gorgeous
And they're all
trees.
Different themes. So if I'm into, like, superheroes, I could have a superhero themed tree.
Totally. Yeah.
And just, that's what I do.
Or if you wanted to have a mayor tree where people left comments for you.
You could have a
mayor
tree.
You could do that.
You could do a mayor tree.
So there's different ways that organizations and businesses can promote themselves, and it's a free program.
Okay.
So it becomes a great way to market yourself, kind of guerrilla marketing a little bit,
right.
Where you're reaching people directly in a very positive environment.
Right.
And a lot of people go to our library.
Yeah.
So it becomes thousands of people seeing these trees, which is just amazing. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity for businesses who really take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And thousands of people come because it's an awesome library.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
why
yes,
so many people are coming. It truly is. It is awesome.
Yeah.
But we don't want to kind of jump over certain holidays. So it's not like we're doing this decorate a tree next week, right?
Right.
So
right.
when
but,
do you think it's going to start?
The applications open in mid-October. So that's why we want to make you aware of it. So start thinking about it now.
Okay.
And then you can check back on our website in mid-October. We'll post the application. And for anyone who's participated in the past, we email an application right to your inbox. Or if you are hearing this and you would like an invitation sent right to your email, give us a call. Call 759-3090, email the parks department at parks@pvaz.net, or come in and see us, and we can make sure that you get that as soon as it opens up.
Nice. How many did we have last year?
Was it 39, I believe?
Right.
Just
that's,
under
that's
40.
A lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of trees.
I'm sure we can do much better than that this year.
Yeah,
so.
And again, this is anywhere from if you're a if you're an artist and you want to do a creative tree on your own, that's cool. If you're a small business, you want to get your team involved, that's awesome. If you're a big, if you're
Walmart,
big company,
if you're from Girl Scouts, give me an example.
So I'm kind of intrigued by this. So do they decorate it just like as if I would decorate a tree at my house, or do they decorate it in their own special way so unique to this event?
Everyone is unique. Yeah. And so we do get people who it kind of looks like you would put it in your house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's maybe more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
We also get people who they really highlight their business in a unique way. Last year, so part of it is we have a People's Choice Award. So as you're visiting the library in December, make sure you're voting for your favorite tree. And that becomes really simple. We set up something at the very front of the library with a voting system. There's a map so you can find the different trees.
Okay.
Our winner of the People's Choice Award last year was one of the local karate studios. I believe it was Shinpu Ren. But I don't want to say that incorrectly, so hopefully it was them. and they had just so many medals from the work they've been doing for decades. And they put up a ladder and they hung their medals down in the center of it.
It kind of was like a tree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It had a tree form, but it highlighted what they've been doing and, the things that they wanted to really get across, which is we are an award-winning karate studio.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to do a tree. I don't think I'm going to be able to win, but by golly, I'm going to try. And I'm going to need people to come out there, and they don't have to vote for mine, but they can. I like to leave a little note and say, Mayor, why aren't we doing this? Or what about this? Or,
an interactive tree.
Interactive tree.
You could
do that.
And the whole create a tree is interactive. Like Hope said, you can vote for your favorite one, and it's going to be up for basically the entire month of December, from the first week of December through the first week of January. So as you're visiting all of our other, holiday activities that we have going on, you can swing in anytime.
I like it. So applications for that are coming in
middle October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to run for about a month.
Okay.
So mid-October to mid-November is going to be your time to apply. And you'll definitely see that on our website. If you're loving the idea of making a tree, like you are there, then, put it on your calendar mid-October to check back in. And you can always come in and see us, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you can, we'll advertise it on our Instagram, advertise it on the Facebook.
Sure.
So if you're following the town and specifically the Parks and Recreation Department through those social media opportunities, you'll see it. You'll definitely see it.
Are there pictures from last year on our Facebook page?
I'm not sure. So the Parks and Recreation Facebook page just started this summer. So I'm not sure if our photos made it to that, but we can I have so many pictures from that event. So we can definitely make sure that you have access to those and that the townspeople do.
I think it would be good
so,
to just have it out there.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Maybe get a challenge for each department. Town department can at least do their own.
I like that.
You know, and we'll have an internal one. My wife just texted me and said that her and the kids are going to put their own tree together.
Love
and
it.
That's
gonna,
awesome. And we actually
smoke my tree, apparently.
Now it's a competition. Last year was the first year that I saw a family put a tree together like that. And it was so hard. Like, it was my favorite application to receive because it was just like, oh, my gosh, this dad and his daughter, they just want to put a tree up. And it was a gorgeous tree.
Right.
And it was so unique. So definitely.
And we're going to push it. I'm sure Marnie might be listening out there with the Chamber of Prescott Valley and get some more businesses involved and get a little friendly competition.
And to be sure, too, it's non-denominational. You know, you want to do a Hanukkah bush. You want to do a blue and silver. Or get as creative as you want.
Whatever
you
want.
A tree can mean anything.
Right.
You know, you get
tree
those ASU
shaped.
Graduates or U of A graduates
totally.
And have an entire Wildcats or Sun Devil themed tree.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
You go. Yeah.
You know, so, like I said, my wife thinks she's going to beat me on a tree, but let me tell you, I may not be the most creative, but
we'll
I don't
see.
Like
we'll
to lose.
We'll put yours next to each other.
Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Right you next
can
to
have,
each other. So
yeah, the first lady
know.
Of Prescott Valley's tree and the mayor's tree. We'll see what comes up. So
I like it.
Well, and the first children, too. It's not just about her.
And the first
her.
Children, yes.
I'm going to vote for them.
And they'll try to have one. Yeah, we'll have that there.
It's for the kids.
And we'll see how that goes. So wrapping up, we got about a minute left. Anything else we want to touch base on or we want to do a recap? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think the important thing with Parks and Recreation is we need community input. We need community participation. If you
Absolutely.
Want to volunteer, if you want to be an instructor, if you want to help us with events, if you know, we always need people. And we're always looking for people to help us, for people to work closely with us, mm-hmm. whether it's volunteer, whether it's instructors, whether you're applying for our open aquatics coordinator position, whatever it may be, we want you to be here with us.
And those people, because they're out there.
Yeah.
That's what makes Prescott Valley so amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is we just got to give them that opportunity to be involved. And we find that out, or at least I see it every single day, where mm-hmm. someone's just like, I can help out. I can do that.
Totally.
I want to do that. All because they love Prescott Valley.
Yes.
So those people that love Prescott Valley as much as we do and want to be a part of Parks and Rec in some form or fashion, or they might not even know what they want to do, but they just mm-hmm. be like,
so
put me to work. Help me out. Let me know what I can do to help. How do they get a hold of you?
You can call us at 759-3090. You can come into our office on the third floor of the Civic Center, or you can shoot us an email at parks@pvaz.net. Or if you see us at an event, go ahead and stop us. Like if you're at the concert this Friday, go ahead and stop us.
Come
we'll have a logo
hi.
On our
sure.
shirt. You'll know who we are. Come say hi. Get our information or give us yours, and we'll figure it out.
We'd also love everyone's feedback on, you know, what do you want to see?
Absolutely.
Right now?
Yes.
What classes do you want to take? What events do you want to see mm-hmm. happen? And we really will take that into consideration. So
Smart.
Come talk to us. Yeah.
Yeah. So if someone's out there and they're like, hey, I would like to maybe learn conversational Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps there's other people that are like-minded that mm-hmm. want to learn conversational Chinese, and we can maybe try to find someone that put
Definitely.
That together.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So no idea is too strange, but just get out there, get involved, and make sure you let the town know that you want to be a part of it. So right now we're going to take a break, and you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details. Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We only have about a minute left, so we just want to recap on today's events. So we're talking about Yavapai College Homecoming, October 17th to the 19th. Make sure you check the website for that. And then more importantly, the newest or the most recent event coming up is going to be the run. Or we're going to have a concert this weekend, Thunder and Lightning on Friday at the Theater on the Green at 7 p.m. at the event, or at the stage right there in between the police department and the town hall. So make sure you get there. And if you missed anything today, go to the Prescott Valley town site, click on Parks and Rec, and see what we have going on. So that is exciting. And be sure, if you're on Facebook, follow me at Mayor Kel Palguda, or you can follow me also on Twitter and Instagram. So I'll see you guys next month. Have a great month.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.